of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Big pitch here, 2-0. High fly into center field. This should do it. Eaton is back in front of the warning track. He is there. He makes the catch, and the Red Sox win it. 3-2 today. They sweep the Orioles in this four-game series. They win 7 of 8 in New York and Baltimore, one of the great road trips in Red Sox history.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Busy week. We just recapped it in the week in review. If you missed any of that, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. We'll get to the Red Sox coming up in just a moment. The Piglet. I'm sorry.
No, Magnum P.I.G.
Magnum P.I.G., Peyton Tolley, will be on the hill tonight against Paul Skeens. Very interesting pitching matchup. You can tail Keith's Bet of the Week.
Yeah.
Sportsbook Rhode Island Bet of the Week.
Get in there.
Over Tolley K's, over Skeens K's, and a Sox win.
Yeah, plus 570. Thank you very much.
Real juicy.
Yep.
Real nice.
Get in there now.
So we'll get to that coming up, plus the grab bag and clip du jour. Stay tuned for all of it. But just circling back to the news of the last hour, Patriots releasing Jabril Peppers, which really I don't see massive savings. He did sign a 3-year deal, but he was only due $4 million for this year.
It can't be that. Like, because even if you believe in the fictional salary cap, they're way under it. So, like, it's not like, oh, we could save it. Like, and save it for what and for whom?
And I don't even believe in the salary cap necessarily, but if you were talking about actual money they owe to players, then the guy to move on from would be Duggar.
Right, right.
So your theory is a good one. They told Duggar he was going to be phased out. He's not a scheme fit. You have a spot on the roster if you want it. Duggar took it in stride. Jabril Peppers did not. I think that's a good theory because, yeah, as we said a couple of different times, on the surface, this doesn't add up. Let me give you more evidence of that.
Okay.
Chad
Kraft.
Graf.
Sure.
Says, the slew of contracts the Patriots handed out in 2024 continues to look terrible. Just 13 months ago, the Patriots signed Jabril Peppers to a 3-year extension, and now they're cutting him. He says, this is the first Patriots move that really shocked me. So I guess the direct line there to Robert wasn't working.
Hmm.
I just don't think their roster is in a position to be getting rid of good players. Oh, no.
He's the one that signed all those guys.
Well,
2024?
Yeah, him. I would say ownership had a big hand in that, too. But, yeah, it's definitely Vrabel in that company. And
no,
it's not
then. He wasn't here yet. Yeah.
But it was the Crafts and Wolf and, that group.
I didn't know what Elliot was thinking.
Jabril Peppers was PFF's 8th-ranked safety last year? That's shocking to me.
Well, how many games did he play,
though? Many.
It does seem high.
He was 5th the year before. I thought he was good in 2023. I thought he was overrated. I thought Pats fans thought way too much of him. And he's another one of these box safeties who stinks against the pass.
But he'd, like, fly around a little bit, though. Yeah. Like, he was good in 2023.
He's much more noticeable than Duggar to me. They play a similar style, but he's much more noticeable.
So did you say he was ranked what last year?
8th last year, 5th the year before.
He played 6 games.
Okay.
So, like, he played a third of the season last year. So maybe he was good in those 6 games. But, like, the bigger problem was he wasn't available to you. You know, I think it just still to me is shocking because there were no rumblings about him. It was like Duggar and Peppers, maybe they don't fit the scheme, but Duggar was the one that kept getting pushed down and down the depth chart, right? Duggar's the one playing in the last preseason game. Anfernee Jennings, there was way more smoke around him. Even Keon White, who started the camp, as like an obvious starter, even he was sort of, I think his position on the team wasn't as on solid footing as Peppers was. So that's why I feel like it has to be something else.
Okay.
It has to be some sort of reaction.
So Andrew Callahan would agree. He just tweeted out, my view, Peppers' release is a surprise. Based on his performance in practice in the preseason, there isn't much basis for cutting him, especially given their depth. Without speculating.
Okay, we're not going to do that.
Other considerations likely factored in.
Yeah, I think it would kind of have to.
Jabril Peppers has weighed in.
He has?
Yeah, this is really Jabril Peppers, right?
Or is it Eric Shun?
JP5, Jabril Peppers, followed by Savage Sports. Hang on, I'm going to need more than that.
Yeah.
Andrew Callahan, Phil Perry, Ben Volen, Adam Schefter, Andy Hart, Mike Reese, New England Patriots.
Yeah,
like
okay.
That sounds right. Like it checks
I'll
out, right?
I'll give you that, yep.
Okay. Jabril Peppers quote tweeted Pro Football Focus that said,
Peppers has a 90.1 PFF grade over the last 2 years, fourth among all safeties when you combine the 2 years.
Wow.
And he hit it with five shush emojis.
Huh. I'm believing this Keefspiracy just based on those emojis.
Yeah, but 100%. He was told he's either not going to start or he's not going to play as much or whatever it is. And he was like, go pound sand, in the words of the great Brad Marchand. Go pound sand.
That's so definitely what happened. Peppers has weighed in with shush emojis. None of the Patriots beat writers know what's going on.
Go pound sand.
I think
that's what Peppers is saying.
I think Callahan, combined with some of the other analysis, Reese, Perry, Daniels all said, well, Hawkins and Woodson, Jalen Hawkins.
Yeah, weird.
Journeyman. And Craig Woodson, who they at least drafted, day three, but they drafted this year. New regime took him. So I understand that allegiance there. Hawkins, I don't get.
Just been erased.
But so Hawkins and Craig Woodson, a.k.a. the Eraser, are your top two safeties. Yeah, maybe Peppers didn't like it, and he blew up about it. And they said, well, if you're going to blow up about it, you're not going to be a good teammate. And as you said, Keith, they don't want to deal with Joe Milton.
Yeah.
They're not going to deal with this guy either, so he's gone.
So text line is saying, well, Vrabel just wants guys that fit his schemes. So if that's the thought, okay, but why was Jabril Peppers on the team at the start of camp? Why did he make it all the way through camp? Why did he make it through the first cutdown day? Why did he make it through several days after cutdown day when they cut other players? Why was he the one getting more first team reps than certainly Duggar was? Like, I just feel like that may be part of it.
Right.
I think this, that clearly is. Like, I don't think they were initially going to cut him. I think they were just going to have him play less or whatever. But why even go through the whole process? Like, why? I don't understand that.
So, me either. If he's not a system fit, then cut him when you do cutdown day. How'd he make the team?
Yeah.
And now you're cutting him days later. And, by the way, Duggar also isn't a system fit. He's still here, and Peppers isn't. So that doesn't make sense to me. One thing that I don't think it is related to his arrest last year.
I don't think so either. It did happen.
Oh, it definitely happened, but they brought him back. He made the roster, and like I don't think that's a factor at all. Now, if you're telling me something else happened off the field, maybe, but I don't think it's related to that. So, yeah, I'll be honest. I don't know what's going on. A lot of the beat writers are flat-footed. They're all like, I didn't see this coming.
Well, it might be.
So I think Keith's theory is as good as any. The Keefspiracy is as good as any I've seen.
Because I just wonder when they came to that conclusion that it was Woodson and Hawkins as their best safeties. And then I think when they present it to those two, they're like, all right, what are the reactions? Who's going to be a better teammate about it? Seems like Duggar.
Keith, this could have changed, but the 10 days or whatever we were at training camp, I never even saw that combo. With the top unit.
But we did see three safeties on the field.
Correct.
And Peppers was one of them, and Duggar was not.
Correct.
So we did see them liking Woodson and Hawkins quite a bit.
Agreed.
But not at the expense of Peppers.
I never saw just Hawkins and Woodson. Now, again, that can change, but we never saw that. Peppers was always out there. Reese has a full write-up on this. I'm skimming through it quick. I don't see anything new there that's not out on Twitter. He says Hawkins and Woodson are their top safeties. A lot of the guys are reporting that, meaning beat writers are reporting that very matter-of-factly. Peppers, Duggar, and Pettis are next up on the depth chart. I love how those three are all just lumped together.
Yeah.
Like Del Pettis, who was an undrafted guy out of Delaware, I think, a couple years ago, is just there with Peppers and Duggar. Reese does say Peppers was a favorite of former coaches Bill Belichick and Gerard Mayo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, Peppers is a different time.
Peppers is fit in the new scheme. Employed by Vrabel, was evolving over the course of camp as he began on the first unit before being surpassed by Hawkins and Woodson in recent weeks. So we didn't see that in camp. Maybe that is happening on the practice field. I thought he was still factoring in with those other guys, but whatever.
Hmm.
Anyways, some of it might just be they've made a concerted effort to get the leaders from a year ago out.
They did. I mean, like just about every one of them.
So maybe it's more of that too. You know, it's not just a captain's curse, but maybe it's on purpose.
It's
they're trying to get rid of these guys.
Right. Like, you guys were all here. You all played under Bill. You won four games in back-to-back years. Like, we need to start over. I think the timing is
suspect.
Very puzzling. It's like, you made it this far with them. The first game is just over a week away, and he had made not only the original cutdown, but even a couple of subsequent moves after the fact. Like, we knew once they went to 53, that wasn't set, right? Clearly, when you have eight receivers, that wasn't set in stone. Plus, they made two claims, right? They did bring in a defensive back and Tommy Cutlets. And then, so they're still tweaking the roster a little bit. But, yeah, it seems like that came out of nowhere. It was like there was so much attention on Kyle Duggar that it was like, next thing you know, boom, it's Peppers who's gone.
Okay. You can discuss 617-779-7937. I do agree with this. It's pathetic. They're $60 million under the cap, and they're cutting good players. Ridiculous. True. I mean, if it's a salary cap issue.
Yeah, I would want just the best players, but unless they really felt like he's going to be a real problem.
Weird.
Not being a starter. Then
yeah. Weird. And again, I've said this a couple of times. I don't think either you or I were his biggest fan.
No.
I don't want to go too far with it, but he should have been on the roster. Like, that's strange.
Because I even like Peppers more than I like Duggar.
Agreed.
And I was starting to feel the same way about Duggar. I'm like, people are like so just quick to be like, yeah, cut him loose or whatever. It's like, you don't need to cut him loose. Like, you have room for all these guys. And it is a position where you can play more than two. Right? Like, this is even, like, the backup quarterback thing is like a completely different conversation. Because, like, ideally, it's only one quarterback and boom, start to finish. We've seen teams have three safeties on the field at a time, let alone, like, how many of them play 100% of the snaps. Like, McCourty might, but how many other safeties are definitely going to play snap?
You might play three or four in a game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, they're cutting peppers. So, we'll see if we get the full story before we get out of here at 2 o'clock. WEEI Afternoons will have you covered all afternoon long. They're live from Fenway Park today. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. So, stay tuned for that. We'll get you the clip du jour and grab bag on the way. Meanwhile, Keith Payton-Toley on the mound tonight. I am pretty excited about this.
I am, too.
You know, we think of all the debuts that have happened this year for the Red Sox. I think our guy, Boston Sports, Gordo, over there, part of the Play Tessie podcast, he tweeted this out yesterday, and I hadn't really thought about it this way. He's the fifth top 100 prospect to debut for the Red Sox this year. A lot of organizations don't have five top 100 prospects in the organization.
Was it the, like, sort of the new big three, Password and Toley? Wow.
Yeah, he'll be the fifth.
Cool. That's pretty good.
A starting pitcher is extra interesting.
Yeah.
You know, like, you only get so many at-bats. I mean, Anthony, we're all very hyped for. Meyer, too. Campbell, his debut. Password, probably.
Because that has not been a strength of theirs either.
No.
Right? That's why there's, like, a lot of hope for Bayo, because they really haven't developed a lot of their own pitchers.
And you get a lot of it. It's just you get, I mean, in theory, as long as he doesn't get blown up, you're going to get 90 to 100 pitches, four, five, six innings, whatever it is, at a Toley tonight. So it's interesting. It's exciting, especially given who's on the other side in Paul Skeens. Do you think this is a one-off, like, spot start or a couple of quick starts until they can get healthy enough or get my guy Kyle Harrison ready or whatever? Or is this a guy who is now here and has the potential to really make an impact, whether it's as a fourth starter, whether it's out of the bullpen? Do you think he has a real chance?
I hope he's given a real chance. I think that there's an opportunity for him because they already told Walker Buehler, we're not going to yo-yo you. We've made the decision that you are in the pen. So that takes care of that. You know, Fitz getting hurt, that opens up a spot, or another guy that had been sort of pitching there. And Dustin May hasn't exactly lit it up since he's gotten that spot. So between now and the end of the year, you need five starters. And then once you get into the playoffs, you need four starters. So I think there's an opportunity. Now, maybe they already have in their mind, like, he's only going to throw so many innings, and that means they're more likely to put him in the bullpen later on or whatever. But I don't know. I'm hopeful that he is given a real opportunity, and you do see him every fifth day. I think that's wishful thinking, but that's what I'm going with.
So, yeah, I think they're going to need fourth and fifth starters here down the stretch. In the postseason, I think I want him as a high leverage arm.
Yeah, that's fun. They do,
because a fourth starter, you're going to need.
Them. I always think teams should just go with three man rotation, but they almost usually go with the four.
But let's play it out for a second.
Yeah.
So you have a 3-game series in the wild card round, assuming you're even a wild card team.
Yeah.
So that's best of three. Hopefully, all three games are at Fenway. You got to win two of those three. That's a 2 or 3-game series.
Yeah. Crochet, Bayo, you're already advanced.
Divisional round is 5 games still, and then you get to the ALCS, which is 7, and the World Series, which is 7. Should you get that far?
Yeah.
I mean, how much do you need a fourth starter in those first two rounds? I mean, not maybe once?
Well, in the second round, isn't there only like one day off in between? So, like, I feel like if you bring your ace back for game four, I think it's short rest. Right? So I think if you don't want to have Crochet, for example, they might not want to be short rest.
Between the wild card, which is three.
I'm saying divisional series, though, you might need four. ALCS, you might need four. World Series, I mean, we're getting way ahead of ourselves, but you might need four for all of those.
Absolutely, you're going to need it for that. Over the first two series, there might be one start for your fourth starter. I think I'd rather
maybe throw him in the pen.
I think I'd rather have him as a high leverage guy.
Yeah, but then it's like, all right, here's
not to
game
mention,
four series tied at two. Here's Dustin May, or no, I guess it would be tied at two. It'd be 2-1. You're down 2-1. Here's Dustin May. You're like, oh boy.
Yeah, true.
Although I mean,
but you can have a quick hook.
Magnum PIG could get shelled tonight, and we feel a little bit differently.
That's
about
true.
It, but
maybe we feel very, very differently if he gets blown up tonight. That's true.
No, but I am excited about it. And then just the idea that Crochet, Bayo already look like, a really good duo for the present and the future. And then we'll see what Giolito brings, right? They got a team option on him next year, but like he's been nails this season. And then if you add, like, if Peyton Tolley is decent, like that rotation now looks nasty.
And remember, I mean, if you believe everything, the Red Sox were offering, if you believe Bradfo, the Red Sox were offering Peyton Tolley and the password and maybe more for Joe Ryan.
And I wouldn't have, I would have been happy with that because
I'd still do it.
If you added Joe Ryan, there'd also be nasty for the present and the future.
I don't care what Tolley does. I still would do that. And I was not as high on Joe Ryan as some others, but I still would have done that. You may get a glimpse into why the Red Sox dragged their feet on actually making that offer. And this is a nice consolation prize. It doesn't let Breslow off the hook for the deadline. They absolutely should have done more at the deadline. But there might be enough here, depending on how Tolley pitches tonight and down the stretch if he's given an opportunity.
Because I really wanted Crochet Skeens, right? I thought, give him a day. Push him back. And he was great yesterday. But just like, let's see Crochet Skeens. You don't get it. You're like, May Skeens? And then they're like, how about Peyton Tolley? Like, hell yes.
How about the Piglet? How about Magnum P.I.G.?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, now you got my attention.
Tolley Booth Willie.
No. And it is Paul Skeens at Fenway Park. That's pretty cool, too.
Got to pay the troll, Tolley.
No, we're not doing
that. We're not doing that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Shorten it up.
Okay. You can discuss 617-779-7937. Again, WEEI Afternoons will be at Fenway Park, so stay tuned for them. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Bridget, it's time for Grab Bag.
Yo, 1:30. You know the vibe is Jones and Keith on WEEI. Grab bag, grab bag. Drops and stingers making you laugh. Grab bag, grab bag. Every weekday, 1:30 on the staff. Adam Jones with the hot take flame. Rich Keefe in the cut playing the game. Billy on the board, Nick spinning the sound. It's the funniest segment that's running in town. Devers watch, are the Sox first place? Jones breaks it down with that stone cold face. Sick brags flying, Keefe calls them out. Grab bag's the anthem, no room for doubt.
Grab bag.
W-E-E-I, Boston on the map.
Grab bag.
Clips so wild, you can't hold back. Guests slide through, you know the names. Justin Turpin, pure hoops in the lane. Tom E. Curran with the Pats type schemes. Rob Bradford dropping Sox talk dreams. Christian Gonzalez, best friend crew. Marcelo Mayer, he's riding too. But that one guy from the challenge don't approve. He don't like Jones and Keefe, but the bag still grooves. Yo. Spin the drops, let the laughter rise. Jones like cranberry, orange muffins on the side. Billy Nick, producers keep it tight. Grab bag daily, and it's just
grab bag, grab bag.
Jones and Keith, yeah, they bring that swag.
Grab bag, grab bag.
1:30 sharp, Boston on the map. Grab bag, forever. Jones and Keith, the kings of the segment. Boston, stand up, yeah.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, wow, I don't know how to follow that. That was amazing. Whoever sent that in. Trending Now is brought to you by 99 Restaurants. The Sox completed a 4-game win streak against the Orioles last night with a 3-2 win. They're right back at it tonight. First pitch from Fenway Park is at 7:10. You can hear the call right here with Cooper Boardman and Lenny DiNardo on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Peyton Tolley will get the start tonight for the Sox, opposite Paul Skeens for the Pirates. Tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcand at 6:10 to hear more about tonight's pitching matchup and more. Yesterday, the Dallas Cowboys traded Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers for defensive tackle Kenny Clark and two first-round picks. Parsons agreed to a 4-year, $188 million new deal with $136 million in guarantees. And in the last hour, Ian Rappaport reporting that the Patriots have released veteran safety Jabril Peppers. Peppers had survived the Pats' original roster cuts on Tuesday. Trending Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The last Lobster Lovers weekend of the summer is here. Hurry up and visit the 99 Restaurants this Friday through Monday and enjoy their famous colossal or hot buttered lobster roll with a free three-course meal upgrade. It's your last chance to get a great deal on lobster. You've got to love the Nines. I'm Bridget Prue, and that's what's trending now.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Red Sox opening up a series with the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. It'll be, of course, Peyton Tolley making his major league debut against Paul Skeens, who's 8-9, but has a 2.07 ERA and is on his way to winning the NL Cy Young Award. 7-10 first pitch, 6-10 pregame right here on WEEI. And Jones, we're going over 6.5 Paul Skeens Ks, over 5.5 Peyton Tolley Ks, and a Red Sox win. Last check, plus 570. That is the official Sportsbook Rhode Island Rich Keefe pick of the week.
Piglet parlay, which people can go seek out at Keefe21.
It's kind of a Haas parlay. Skeens is a Haas himself.
Have we actually mentioned the Haas of the week?
Oh, well, I nominated him Monday when you weren't in, but it is official. Even though there was a late couple nominees, we talked to Milton Williams today.
Yeah.
He was a nominee. Peyton Tolley's debut nominee. Skeens in town nominee. But we're going Big Sugar, Zach Maxwell.
Thank you. I was going to need the actual name again. Zach Maxwell.
Big Sugar, Zach Maxwell, the 6'6", 275-pound listed weight reliever for the Reds, who throws 100 miles an hour out of the bullpen, made his debut last weekend.
So I was going to say, you can seek that out at Jones and Keefe. Turp has it up right now.
Yeah.
At twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. One other thing I wanted to mention,
yeah, please.
Just because we got a string of texts about this.
Okay.
A lot of people enjoyed that grab bag going into break.
Oh, good. Yeah, you can send those in, keefe@weei.com.
That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Where can the people send them if they want to follow along, try to follow along with
right
that
there.
Last one?
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones, so send them in.
Once there was this grab bag.
Good question. We do have a new unit of measurement.
Oh, yeah.
So the ham on this show famously is $10.
Yep.
Hamilton.
Yeah.
A PS5 is if you're dealing with $500 worth of money.
Nice.
If you have something that's worth $9.
Very specific.
That's a Jeff Cirillo. That's how much it costs for him.
Yeah, so good question by Dark and Stormy Nights
in
the Twitch chat says, what are you going to lay on that Piglet parlay, Keith? A couple of Cirillos.
I'll do two Cirillos on that.
Two Cirillos?
Yeah, two Cirillos.
Wow. Okay.
18 to win. Actually, I can tell you right now, can't I?
Plus 590, whatever it was. That's good.
18 to win 98.73.
Nice.
Two Cirillos. Not bad.
Yeah. Plunk down a couple
that's
of
Cirillos. Nine hams and a Cirillo.
That is. Wait, what?
It's oh, nine oh, hams oh. And almost a Cirillo.
Stop.
Yeah, I'm
you're
out.
Confused.
I'm out. Like,
it's too much.
You mean one fifth of a
it's
PS5? I got it. Yeah. Yeah
we'll
yeah.
probably mention this guy again coming up in another segment within the segment. But Kyle Schwarber, former Red Sox Kyle Schwarber. Not a lot of people know that. Socked not one, not two, not three, but four dingers last night. It became the 21st four-dinger game. He is now one behind the big dumper Cal Raleigh this season. Raleigh at 50, Schwarber alone in second, 49 home runs.
Yeah, pretty good.
Insane.
I fell asleep when he had three last night. I woke up and I saw he had a fourth home. I think it's the 21st four-homer game in baseball history, something like that.
That's what I just said.
He literally just
said.
Oh,
you said 21.
I literally
I'm sorry.
Just said that.
Sorry. I was reading the Twitch chat. Sorry.
Rich Keefe. Don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a
grab bag
to yourself.
I got to bring something up from earlier in the show, Jones, just to circle back to it. We were doing
Is it
our
21 four-homer games, including hard-hitting Mark Whitten? No, not that.
No, not that.
Something else.
It was actually going to be about our Mount Rushmore of loves.
Oh.
Not love. Not things that you love, but
man,
people named love.
Did we miss some my big ones?
One of my favorite people of all time. I somehow fell asleep because I was just thinking like last name, and I completely missed Jennifer Love Hewitt. So Jennifer Love Hewitt has to be in my Mount Rushmore.
That's a big miss.
Along with Kevin Love.
Yep.
Great rebounder, outlet passer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Olympic champion. I would also go with Courtney Love.
Yeah, so that's another
lead
one we
singer
missed.
Of Hole.
We got a lot of those.
And my last one to round out my Mount Rushmore, Spoonie Love from Up Above from Crank Yankers.
Great one.
Spoonie Love?
Yeah.
From Up Above. Was the man. So that's my four. Do you have a four, Love?
Who are some of the other Crank Yankers? I don't want to do a whole nother Mount Rushmore.
Well, I don't think you can do it now, but Special Ed was one of them.
Sure.
Dane Cook, I know people are like, oh, he's not funny. He's actually hilarious, and he has a character which was so good. He would, like, I think they did it twice, and he'd, like, try to, like, sell somebody something, and just kept going and going and going and going. That show was pretty good. Karl Malone, I believe, famously was a character on Crank Yankers.
Karl Malone.
Crank Yankers was good.
So Spoonie Love.
From Up Above.
Yeah, I might have to replace Spoonie Love.
Yeah.
But I think your other three, very strong. Yeah, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Love was good.
Courtney Love, Matt. Those are massive oversights on our end. Yeah, so shame on us.
We screwed that up. Yeah. H.P. Lovecraft, somebody wanted to put in
there. Yeah, that one I didn't
get. He wrote a lot of macabre stuff.
Got it.
Yeah.
You, of course, mentioned Bryce Love.
Running back for the Stanford Cardinals.
Nice player. I don't know if he makes the cut.
No. Yeah. No. I am going to do the what?
Grab bag.
What about McLovin from the text line? That's
a
good one, too.
That's another one we got texted a while ago, that individual. Yeah. Maybe multiple individuals have texted that, and that is a good one.
College football week one. Now, we got a soft launch last weekend, Jones week zero.
Yeah.
And you had some good games there. But week one, I can't imagine there's ever been a week one trio of games as good as this. Ooh. Texas, Ohio State at noon.
So that's a great
number
game.
One versus number three. Is pretty ridiculous to have right off the start.
Portnoy maybe in the building, maybe not.
Hard to say at this point.
Willie or won't he?
You have a battle of Tigers, number 9 LSU at number 4 Clemson.
That's a late game tomorrow, right?
7:30.
Yeah, so I like that.
On ABC, you're going to hear a lot of that.
Yeah,
you're going to hear a lot of that. Is that also a battle of Death Valleys? Are they both Death Valley?
Correct. Clemson is Death Valley and Baton Rouge is Death Valley. Correct.
Kind of crazy. And then on Sunday, but still a part of the week one slate, number 6 Notre Dame at number 10 Miami.
Oh, I didn't know I was on the
slate. Three top 10 matchups.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Plus you get Bill on Monday.
And Bill on Monday.
So yeah, it's a good weekend.
And none of them
are
at the same time. So you have a noon and a 7:30 tomorrow that are signature games, a 7:30 on Sunday. And then Bill's playing 8 o'clock against TCU on Monday.
So I was leaning Texas. I talked about this with Nick the other morning.
I'm going Ohio State.
He's the resident Texas fan. I saw all the public money is on Texas. That has officially scared me off.
Yeah, I'm
Ohio Nick's State. Analysis really mattered to me, zero. But all the public money being on Texas matters
quite
a bit.
Well, when I reminded him that Texas did, in fact, lose a lot of guys.
I was like, Ohio State lost all these backs, and they lost
they
actual coaches.
They lose a lot of guys, and
they lost
reload.
Their quarterback.
Yeah,
yeah, but not Texas. I didn't lose at those specific spots, but they've lost quite a bit. I will go Clemson in that other game over LSU. I think Brian Kelly's
Clemson too. And
Brian Kelly's 0-3, I think, in week one at LSU or something like that. So I would go Clemson.
I'll take Clemson as well.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
This might have come out yesterday. We didn't have a chance to talk about it. We had a short show, no grab bag. But do you see that Elizabeth Banks is going to play Karen Reed?
Nice.
In a movie coming up? Now, I don't think Karen Reed is necessarily associated in this one. There might be a separate one that like she's involved with.
Got it.
So I don't know how they got the rights to this or how that... I really don't know how it works. The morning show is talking about it a little bit, and it's true. Like, could somebody just do a movie about you without you involved at all?
Yeah, you can do like an unauthorized biography sort of thing.
But they can like use your name and likeness and everything? See, that's where I wonder.
I think yes.
Okay.
I think
that's what they're doing. But Elizabeth Banks, so we had months ago... tried coming up with a casting for Karen Reed. I think somebody did text in Elizabeth Banks.
It definitely.
And it's a good one.
I didn't come up with it. I could have sworn it was you that came up with it. You think it was a texter?
Yeah, maybe it was. I don't know. Me and Davey talked about it on the Dork podcast one day. And
that was
a
name that was kicked around for sure.
Yeah.
So, wow. Maybe they were.
I thought Marissa Tomei might be able to pull it off.
That was a great pick.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll do the authorized Karen Reed film.
There it is.
That's what it is.
Could be.
Grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
Are the Red Sox currently in the playoffs?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, no, they are.
Oh, yeah, they're comfortably there. I was looking up. They're only 3.5 back of Toronto.
Wait a minute.
Toronto starts a series with the Brewers.
Inching
Do we have to change that around a little bit? Okay.
Maybe next week. Early next week. All right. Let's see where it's at. Yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe we got to change it back.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered...
Grab bag.
Husband to a murdered...
Grab bag.
And I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Well, Jones, they're on a little bit of a heater.
Yeah, he had a monster day the other day.
They have won 5 straight games, break up the San Francisco Giants. Now, they remain 2 games under 500.
Yeah.
They had the worst record as of a couple days ago since the trade in all of baseball.
Nice.
But Devers did go 1-for-3 yesterday with a run scored, a walk, struck out twice, hitting .241.
2 days ago, he went 4-for-4 with 2 bombs.
Yeah.
So his numbers in San Fran have come up in 62 games. He's .241, still a sub-800 OPS, but getting close.
All right.
797, 12 homers, 31 RBIs. Mm-hmm. They are 25-37 with him.
Of all the
grab bag
in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
All right, let's take a look at what is going to be in theaters this weekend. And besides The Toxic Avenger, which I'm sure some people are excited about, Caught Stealing, the latest Darren Aronofsky movie starring Austin Butler, who it looks like there's some shenanigans afoot. Regina King, Zoe Kravitz, Matt Smith, Liev Schreiber, Vincent D'Onofrio, Carol Kane. He makes a lot of weird movies, does Aronofsky. I don't know how you feel about his filmography, Jones. That includes,
yeah, give it to me. Refresh my memory.
Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, saw that.
The Wrestler.
Saw that. That's the same, same guy? Oh,
Black
wow.
Swan?
Didn't see it.
Okay. It's a dancing movie with Natalie Portman.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. I just didn't see
Mila Kunis.
Nice.
The Whale?
Brendan Fraser,
yeah, he put on a lot of bad weight to play that character.
How was that?
But then also they added even fake weight to him.
How was that? I didn't see it.
I think he got nominated. Did he? No, oh, he won Best
he
Actor.
I was going to say he was absolutely nominated.
I didn't see the movie.
Yeah,
I didn't see it. But anyway, he makes a lot of weird movies, and Caught Stealing is the latest. So.
I like 2 of those. The 2 I saw, I liked. Okay.
Yeah, not bad. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that
grab bag. I just know
it. All right, let's take a look. Who was the top performing baseball player from Thursday, August 28th? Was it Kyle Schwarber?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, no, it was. 21st to hit 4 homers. I don't know if you heard that.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, the Buccos are in town, Jones. The Pittsburgh Pirates. Mm-hmm. So we have a former Pirate who is today's random baseball player who also played for the Mariners and the Braves. 3 teams.
Pirates, Mariners, Braves. Okay.
In a 12-year career where he played shortstop. He was a one-time All-Star, one-time Silver Slugger.
Can't be Ronnie Belliard.
Okay. Not Ronnie Belliard.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Led the league in triples 1 year. He, despite leading the league in triples, that year, this man had more triples than steals. Very strange.
Well, yeah, he was always on third base. He wasn't stealing home.
Yeah, maybe so.
A great point. Wow. Wow, that just blew my mind. Great point.
What?
Yeah, can't be stealing bags when you're standing on third.
It's fair. He would not hit a home run. He would not hit a home run nor steal you a bag, but he would play you a shortstop.
As it was not Rafael Furcal.
And he was an All-Star. He broke into the majors 2001. His last game played 2012.
Okay, so I'm coming at this all wrong. Where did he make his All-Star team?
Pittsburgh.
It was with Pittsburgh.
It was with the Pirates, who are in town tonight with Paul Skeens on the mound. They'll also be here tomorrow as well and Sunday. It's a 3-game series.
Brian Reynolds doesn't play short. He's still currently playing, so it can't
be him. Text line has it.
They do?
Twitch chat has it.
It's not Freddie Sanchez. We got that
Freddie
the other
Sanchez.
Week. It's not him.
He had a good career.
Really? Like, Freddie shockingly Sanchez. Good career. Batting title, bunch of All-Star teams.
Let me see. This could help. Let me give you another nugget here. He made $41 million.
You know what? That does narrow it down.
Any nicknames?
Great question.
Spirit of Billy.
As I said, that's usually the Billy question.
It's not.
No.
It's not Marcus Giles.
No, it's not. It's not Marcus Giles.
Marcus Giles. I'm looking. I'm cheating.
His father.
I'm cheating and looking. Oh, this
no. His son currently plays.
This was a good player. Jack Wilson?
He got it.
Okay. That's a good player.
Good random player.
Yeah, I could have had 1,000 more guesses I wasn't going to get, but I do remember him.
His kid currently plays?
Does he?
Jacob Wilson. Let's see.
I was thinking of a junior.
Wait.
Jacob Wilson, the All-Star. With the
A's?
The A's.
That's All-Star. His kid?
That's his kid, yep.
Well, I didn't know that. Wow.
Is it crazy? Jack Wilson, Jacob Wilson?
No, I didn't know that was his kid.
Yeah. That's his kid. Gordy, I think, has more home runs this year than Jack probably ever had.
Ooh, Jay Bell. I'm really worried. Second baseman.
Jay Bell was good, though, and a pirate.
Good player. Jack Wilson, though.
Jay Bell probably made more than one All-Star game, though.
That's a good point. Probably not more than $41 million, but probably more than one All-Star team. Yeah.
Two All-Star games.
Two. Well, there you go. Double them up. Double them up.
That's true.
That is the random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. They're live at Fenway. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And you got the clip du jour next.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe. Time out for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
So glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, right after our fantasy football draft from last night, which we streamed live, and it's still available if you really want to go either relive the action or see it for the first time, it's on the at Dork Podcast YouTube channel. We had a bunch of us in there live ripping through all these picks. And something that came up on the morning show, and they're right. What is the punishment going to be? There needs to be a punishment. As much as we need a reward for the winner, we also need a punishment for the loser. And so we were kicking around a few ideas today. And throughout the day, feel free to text in fantasy football punishments. We were just talking about it with the Greg Hill Show.
Yeah, I heard
we
Greg,
are open to it.
Greg was very critical. He was like,
why even do the league?
What are you even doing the league for if you're not going to,
It's like, well, the league starts next Thursday. Whether
spank someone's bare ass. Why are you even doing that?
Well, that's not a bad one.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Everybody
right?
either gets just spanked. To me. Yeah. The rest of the league has to spank
everyone
me.
Gets one spank.
It's like, Jones, you haven't filled out your lineup. Yeah, I know. Yeah. You just want the spanking?
All 11.
Jones, you haven't put any players in your lineup.
You dropped your whole team. Why is that?
Just waiting for the end. The end of the season can't come soon enough. The whole station gets to spank you in the parking lot.
You're like, ugh.
God.
That's probably the best one
we came
up with.
It's one of the four best.
Yeah.
I think it's a bare bottom spanking.
It's really good.
Watching the Eras Tour start to finish next to Courtney.
With Courtney. You got to watch it while
how
she's
long
singing
is
along.
That?
Oh, I think
it's just like a movie.
I actually have seen it. I think it's like 3 hours, 2.5, 3 hours. It's long. Oh, my God.
Sick brag, bro.
That's a good watch. Bridget, you've seen it? It's like, you
I haven't, no.
I thought you were
a fan.
I am, but I've never seen it.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know. I'm looking
What's
for
the runtime?
I'm looking for the runtime.
It's at least 2 hours.
The punishment could be they have to watch it with me because I would love it and I would sing through the whole thing.
Oh, well, that would also be a good one, too.
It would be a punishment as well.
We like the 76 hot dogs.
Yep. 2 hours 49.
Yeah, I told you, almost 3 hours.
Someone also said you have to co-host a show with Curtis on Saturday. I thought that was a good one.
That was an off-air suggestion.
Well, maybe
now it's on
the air as well.
The hot dogs were 76 hot dogs. That's Joey Chestnut's record. Yeah, and you can take as long as you want, but all you can eat is 76 hot dogs until you're done.
It's a great idea.
You can't
eat anything else until you've consumed 76
hot dogs.
Take a
month if you want.
Take all the time you need.
All the time you need. Just know you're not eating anything other than the 76 hot dogs. Just know.
What would your strategy be? Would you front load that?
I think you come in hot.
20 a day? 3 days in, you're like, I'm out.
I think you knock out a good 10 in one sitting, just right there.
There's no way.
You want the finish line in sight.
There's no way you'd be able to, like, function or even go to work. So you did 20 hot dogs.
I could function.
Next day?
Yeah.
I ate 35 hot dogs yesterday. Day and night.
When we were talking about this earlier, somebody texted, you just smell like hot dog water.
You would.
Just reek of hot dog water.
That was...
Imagine a lot of sweat.
Our old...
Very puffy.
That reminds me. Our old producer, John Anderson, every time we had the idea of like a punishment for something, like whether it's fantasy football or like a bracket or something, his suggestion always was... drink a thing of hot dog water, and we're like, what? And he like every time he'd
repeat
that as the idea. Yeah, he's like, guys, we could do that.
He's like, Job, this is the same pitch over and over again.
Like, we're not doing
it's
that.
If
you want to, you can. Like, go ahead and do it. But
you chug all the hot dog water you want there, guy. Okay. Well, we'll work on that over the weekend with the fantasy draft now in the books. So good stuff there. By the way, this is worth reiterating. I know WEEI Afternoons will have a lot of this. No crossover, by the way. It would have been brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. It's the last Lobster Lovers Weekend. You can visit the Nines Friday through Monday and enjoy the colossal or hot buttered lobster roll. And you'll get a free three-course meal upgrade. You got to love the Nines. Both Phil Perry and Mike Giardi are saying nothing off-field with Jabril Peppers as a reason for moving on from him. Your suggestion wasn't exactly off-field. It was more a reaction to getting demoted. Perhaps there's a contractual element to it. I wouldn't rule that out with the Patriots. So more on that with WEEI Afternoons. Stay tuned for it. You can dial them up, 617-779-7937. Everybody have a great Labor Day weekend, long weekend. We'll be back with a Tier Tuesday, a Tommy Tuesday, and a Key for Madness.
Whoa!
Coming up.
Yikes.
After the long weekend. Enjoy. We'll talk to you Tuesday at 10.